Hi, this is Layla for Troy Prep High Media Club. I am interested in learning how to start a business and how social media can be used as a tool. I spoke with local entrepreneur and marketing strategist Jamel Mosley about what it takes to make it all work.
Let's start with, how do you even start a business? And where do you look for support and connections?
So the way that I started is I had uncles and aunts and my father. They were all entrepreneurs. So being able to see that people in my, you know, closest community were able to do business, and I was able to see that I can do it also. A lot of times the people who are closest to you are your very first supporters. So that's where I'm looking when I first start my business. So like I'm thinking about when I started DJing. I started DJing maybe 7 years ago, but my first client, it was a close friend I had went to high school with, who had asked me if I knew any DJs who could work on this fundraiser. The DJs that I know are like very big DJs, you know? And I was like, you know what? I'm just going to figure it out and I'm going to DJ this for you. And then I DJed that event and it went really well. And then other people found out about me. First, my friends and my family found out about me. I might have done a few for free and things like that. And then from there, it just kept building and building and more people started to want my services. So I would say starting with your family and your friends, even if it's they're not the people who might be buying your product, reach out to them for maybe even advice, or say, hey, I got this new thing. Can you tell me something about it? Or can you try it? Or, you know, so one of the first things you might want to do is market research with your friends and family.
Yeah, but do you think it's any different when you don't have the support from your family and your friends?
Yeah, it is different. One of the biggest things you'll learn when starting your business is that your family and your friends aren't always going to be your target audience. They're not going to want your motorcycle boots that you're starting a brand for, but they might be able to give you like pretty good insight. You know, hey, what do you think about these? Do you like them? Is this a nice color? You know, how does it look on this website? So even though they're not your client, they might not be able to support you in the way that you might often see support, which is like paying you money.
Yeah.
They might be able to offer you support and advice.
So how do you push your content? How do you come up with ideas?
So there are a number of ways of coming up with ideas. One way is to see someone who is doing something similar to you and pretty much steal their ideas. And not in a sense where it's like you're posting the exact same thing as them. Say you have a bike shop or something like that. And you want to see how other bike shops are running and what type of stuff they're posting. You want to go to their site or their Instagram handle and see, oh, they're doing testimonials from the people who work with them. Maybe they're doing educational posts where it's like, hey, this is how you change your bike tire. That's one of the easiest ways to be able, if you want to build a following similar to someone else who's had success, you pretty much copy the blueprint. The blueprint is already out there. Another way is to think about what your audience may need. A lot of times, followers, what they want is to be educated. They want to be informed. They want to feel something. So they want to either be entertained, right? So they want to laugh, or they want to cry, or they want to be happy, or they want to be touched, right? So these are the things that you think about. How do you tell a story to be able to get some emotion out of someone?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. And I think that there's nothing truly original. There's always like something made from something different, just like on your own. So like create a business and like post content. Do you like make schedules? Is there something you plan out, or you just do it whenever you feel like it?
So it really depends. So one thing that I've done with my clients is I'll go in on, say we take one day a month where we'll go in and we'll shoot just a ton of content. So say for instance, this is a person who sells candles. we're going to go in and we're going to shoot every single candle. Maybe we do something where it's a white backdrop, which are just product shots, but then we'll also do lifestyle shots. And lifestyle shots could be something where it's like, how is this going to look inside of the world? You know, so you're going to sit it on your coffee table and you're going to be in the background with someone reading a book or something like that, or you're taking a bath and you have the little tray and you put the candle on there. You want to have your audience or your clients to be able to see how can they imagine themselves with your product.
So how do you express yourself creatively and make it interesting enough for your followers?
That's a good question, because a lot of times people will feel like they can't be creative and they can't do their own art and not do their own art, but do art in a way where it pleases them, where it's like, I'm just giving the audience what they want, right? So you have to try to figure out a way to play in between.
Like be yourself, right?
Yeah. How do you be yourself, but then also offer something that people like? And this is something that I get a lot when I'm DJing. Mm-hmm. So when I'm DJing, a lot of the stuff I like to do is play soul music. I like 90s and 2000s hip hop. But then, you know, I'm in front of audiences who like, yo, I just want to hear Pop Smoke, or I just want to hear K Flock, right? Yeah. So what I want to do is to be able to find a way to work all the things that kind of feed me as an artist, but also be able to feed my audiences as consumers of my art. There's this thing called the hedgehog concept in this book called Good to Great. And it's, you're supposed to find the one thing that kind of motivates your business. And it's the intersection of what makes you money, one. Two, what are you passionate about? Three, what could you be the best in the world at? So if you find those three things and what is the intersection of those three things, then you're going to be happy doing what you do, because you have something that you're passionate about, you have something that you're really good at, and you also have something that makes you money.
So basically what you're saying, the best way to be able to fully express yourself creatively is loving what you do.
You have to love what you do, but it also has to make you money.
So what do you think is required for you to be able to work for big companies? And do you have to be like a marketing genius already?
No, you don't have to be a marketing genius to be able to work with big companies. So some of the companies I've worked with HBO Max, I've worked with Showtime, I've worked with Puma, I've worked with Under Armour, I've worked with ShopRite. And the ways that I've been able to do that is because of being a great communicator. So say I'll do a photo shoot and I say, this shoot will be ready by next week, by next Tuesday or something like that, right? Mm-hmm. The client will, even if I did that shoot, the client will still hit me up in 2 days and be like, hey, just checking in, where's the photos or whatever? And it's like, you want to make sure that you hit them up even before they ask that question. So what I would do is like at the day after the shoot, I would say, hey, it was great shooting with you. Here is a sample shot. And then the rest of the photos will be ready by next Tuesday. So you want to be able to communicate. You want to be able to over-communicate. You want to be personable. Because you can be the best person in the world, but if an organization or a company doesn't like working with you, they'll choose someone else.
Yeah.
So, that's another thing. Be a great person. Be good at what you do. Communicate. Be professional. Mm-hmm. So all these things, these are the reasons why you want to, or these are the ways in which you get clients and are able to keep clients, and you're able to have those clients recommend you for other clients, because word of mouth is one of the best ways of marketing.
Okay, so my last question for you is, has social media made it easier for you to market and sell your brand?
Yeah, I think so. Mainly because the way that I use social media is just, I'm just telling people my life and the kind of things that I do. You know, I'm not telling them every single thing, but you can get a good understanding of who I am as a person. You can get a good understanding of my art and the things that I love to do. And then, so like, as people are learning, as people are learning who I am and learning my story, they're kind of invested. And when a job comes up, they're like, hey, I know a person who is great, who also does this and also does great work. So it has made it easier for me.
I'm Layla, and I was speaking to Jamel mostly for Troy Prep High Media Club. Thank you for listening.